Here at the U.S. Capitol, we're witnessing one of those moments you'd never expect as part of a presidential inauguration, but it makes perfect sense. There are men windexing the bulletproof glass that will be in front of President-elect Barack Obama when he becomes President of the United States. That's one bit of the scenery here. We have reporters across the country and across the world today, including NPR's Howard Berkus. Howard, where are you?
I'm at Esther's Country Grill, a restaurant in Colgate, Oklahoma.
And why go there, Howard? What's happening?
This county in Oklahoma is 84% Democratic, but voted 76% for John McCain. It also, between the election in 2004 and this election, the Republican vote increased 20%. So this is a place where there wasn't a lot of support for Barack Obama, and I came here to see how people are marking the day, what they're thinking, about the transition that's taking place in the White House.
Well, that's particularly interesting because of these polls that you say that show the president-elect with an approval rating, for what it's worth, of something like 80%, far greater than the percentage who actually voted for him. But what are the kinds of things you are hearing in this county that voted for very strongly for John McCain?
Well, that, you know, the people say they voted for John McCain because of issues like gun control, affirmative action, abortion. It's a very strong conservative streak here. They vote Democratic in local elections and in state elections, but when it comes to the national party, it's just too liberal, and they perceive Barack Obama as being too liberal. But I did speak with some people this morning who said, I asked them if they were going to mark the day today in any special way. The TV here, for example, is not tuned into anything. People are going about their business. He said, I'm planning on working. But then he paused and he said, you know, this is an historical deal. There's no question about it. And then he said, Martin Luther King's dream has come true. Maybe he's the man, meaning Barack Obama. We'll find out. And then before he left, he said, I hope he is.
Do you sense that people in that conservative area feel included in this, a national event?
Well, I think people do recognize the fact that it is an historic moment. Maybe they didn't support Barack Obama. There's concern about the economy here, like there is everywhere else. Things have slowed down here a bit, so there's still some hope here with this change, even if they didn't vote for Barack Obama, even if they don't fit their views on social issues.
Okay, all right, thanks very much. That's NPR's Howard Berkus reporting on this inauguration morning from a coffee shop in Oklahoma.